Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Crystal. How may I help you today, please?
Hi, Crystal. This is Daniel Dinkins. And I see a purchase was made on a MasterCard, on my MasterCard that I don't believe is mine. My purchase, can you tell me what this purchase is supposed to be?
Okay, let's see if we can locate an account for you. Can we start with your zip code, please?
40229.
40229, thank you. It'll take just a second for that to come up. Your first and last name, please.
Daniel Dinkins. D-I-N-K-I-N-S.
Could it be under Deborah?
Okay, it could be under Deborah.
Okay, I did locate Miss Deborah. Could you please verify y'all's address, please?
148 Velvet Drive, Louisville, Kentucky, 40229.
Okay, it should take just a moment. It's coming up for us now, slowly but surely. Okay. I do see where someone ordered a pulse oximeter that tells you your pulse rate. You would put it on your finger, and it would tell you, you know, what your pulse is.
That's what that extreme boost is?
I do see the shipping and handling at $5.74. was paid for the product on May 21st for the pulse oximeter, and it was a free welcoming gift to our consumer gadget club. I see they charged you $67.32. That is a monthly charge. You would get a $125 gift card to our consumer gadget web store online to pick out a gadget each month.
Okay, hold on a minute.
The only thing I saw, they would charge me for shipping and handling. It showed nowhere where they were going to charge me anything else. It was considered a gift from, I can't remember exactly what it said. It didn't say anything about me owing any other money. I've got it right here. I'll return it.
Okay, yes, yeah. It's a shipping warehouse only. They don't accept returns whatsoever. I do see we can. So you're wanting to cancel this monthly, correct?
Yes. We want to cancel this. I don't want to pay no $67.32.
Okay. Off the $67.32, they do let me do a 35% refund off that amount, which would be $23.56.
What does that mean?
So we got to pay for the rest of this.
I could do the refund of $23.56, which would leave $43.76 on your account.
We don't want it.
But we don't want it. How come we have to take it?
Okay. Since the terms and conditions were online, the most they let me do was a 50% refund, which is $33.66. That's their policy.
How do we cancel this so that don't come up next month?
I've already canceled it.
And so what does that mean? We send this back and we still owe money?
No, they don't take it back.
They don't take it back?
No. Okay. That's what we're going to do.
$33.66? Okay.
Yes.
We'll do that now and cancel your account.
I need a confirmation number, please.
Definitely. So your refund of $33.66 will be back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Your account is canceled. There'll be no more charges. Your confirmation number, C as in Charlie, 26038121.
All right, that's Charlie 26038121.
Yes, sir, and you'll have that refund of $33.66 in 3 to 5 business days and no more charges.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day, please. Bye-bye.
Right, you too. Bye.
Then you have your research.